This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A coalition of education and labor groups says undocumented families will be more willing to sign up for low-cost internet now because Comcast agreed to downplay the request for a Social Security number on its application. This spring, when schools went remote, many families said they were afraid to sign up for internet access. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association's Brock Grosso says internet access should be treated like a utility.
This is an essential service now, right? This is like running water. This is like electricity. And we got to figure out a way to make sure every student in our state has access.
Workers at a Boulder nursing facility are moving to unionize. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Caregivers and support staff at Morningstar Assisted Living Facility say the nursing home hasn't provided enough masks and gloves during the pandemic. They say the facility is understaffed to care for seniors and patients with dementia, and they're paid low wages and receive few benefits. Outbreaks have been detected at multiple Morningstar locations in Colorado. The state says a total of 35 workers have tested positive for COVID-19, and 27 residents have died from the virus. Employees filed for a union election, and the Boulder workers are hoping to officially vote soon. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
A federal judge has denied a request from the Durango and Silverton tourist train to keep working on fire mitigation and a bridge repair along its tracks. The U.S. Forest Service had ordered the railroad to stop the projects. This is CPR News.